I think it's so cool though, because I am so big on, I'm not going to preach to my kids, but dang it if we don't have the same thing to work on. And I'm so excited for that for us.
That gives you some really great big currency with them though, to say, this is in my life what I've been dealing with lately.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that in your life and I'd like it to go well with us. And this is what God's word said. We'll make it go well with us. So like, what if we think about that?
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
I remember hearing a message at church about pride one time and sitting there and being like, oh man, I do not deal with pride. I'm so glad that I don't deal with pride. And then I was like, oh, wait.
You're literally having a party for yourself. You pack up and leave.
So proud.
Nailed it.
And then I was like, oh man, I really do have a problem with this.
Well, it's funny, like you said, for you, it was down deep. It isn't deep, but it is hidden. I like to think of when somebody tucks like the back of their dress into their underwear or something, and they, as far as they're concerned, they are really
hot stuff.
Yeah. And then you turn around and you're like, whoa, you can't even see that I can see all your butt.
Everything. I love that. In the worst form, too. Like pantyhose situation, all the underwear.
Yeah. Some wedgie action going on, probably, but you're just like strutting your stuff. It's embarrassing. Yeah. And it's really good to remember, like, we've all got our butts out in some capacity. We're all mid-wedgie. Like,
that's a good visual.
Is it, though?
It's a humbling visual. Like, yeah.
Can I tell you something? Every time I check, like, is my shirt pulled down or whatever? There's this guy that I used to work with that I always thought was so cool. But I think he had some like irritable bowel stuff going on, and he would go to the bathroom a lot. Well, one time he came back from the bathroom and he had streamers of toilet paper coming out of his pants. Two long streamers. And I remember being like, is that cool now? Because like, he's so like cute and trendy. And I just watched him leave and I looked at my cube mate like, did we see the streamers coming from his pants, and what do we think about that? He came back a little bit later and it was clear that he didn't know that he had streamers. And so I was just like, you have stuff coming out of your pants.
You told him?
Uh-huh. Yo, yeah, I had to tell him. But what's happening in the men's bathroom that streamers can happen out of your pants?
I do want to know how that situation happened. Uh-huh.
Well, he was going in there a lot. Maybe there was like a party. Maybe there was like a punch bowl and some disco ball.
My only thought is he was like lining the toilet, but like...
Oh, that's probably what it is.
They were real long, though.
I don't understand how that could happen. Frank Faithfully.
If you would like to hear the rest of that episode plus over 100 more, join us at patreon.com/momstrugglingwell. You'll be filling your ear holes with our bonus episodes, filling your eyes with behind the scenes video episodes, and warming your heart with our amazing Strug community. Plus, you'll get access to live events and merch. See you over there.